also it implies a lot of wastewater which is generated. And this wastewater should be treated in wastewater treatment plants. The conventional activation of the sludge is the typical system used in the wastewater treatment plants, which is formed by first a treatment and a primary settler where all the physical separations are gone. Second step is in the bioreactor where all the nitrogen removal is done, finding some of the activated sludge. And then it goes to a secondary settler where the sludge is separated by the bioreactor. And if we need an extra body of water, also tertiary treatment is needed. In the last decades, there was a new technology called membrane bioreactors, which combined the secondary treatment and the tertiary treatment in a single step, with the advantage that we can have high quality effluent in a very small footprint. But also, there are some disadvantages. The main one is the fouling. And the fouling needs a lot of energy in order to decrease it, and also make the cost. The key parameters of that process are the flux, which is the permeant flow rate divided by the transfer rate, the transmembrane pressure, and the permeability, which is the relation in between the flux and the transmembrane pressure. And also it's important to know that there's a specific variation in that, which is the membrane flow divided by the membrane. How these systems operate? Now in the filtration part, we get the permeant and the membrane gets flow. Then there's the foaming is a binary. We can have reversible foaming or irreversible foaming. In order to remove the reversible foaming, there are physical cleanings such as backwash or ace scouring, which can remove it. But also, part of the irreversible foaming can be removed by chemical cleanings. However, there's still some irrecoverable foaming which cannot be removed by any treatments. Talking a little bit about the state of the art on NDR research, there are a lot of experiments and a lot of model-based studies, basically based on filtration, such as air scouring or variability inscription experiments, also biological material removal. Some of them have been focused on costs, such as energy saving strategies or cost optimization. Some of them also are related to hydrodynamics, taking into account the shear and the hydraulics of the systems. And some of them also take into account integrated operations, which is the integration of all the variables, such as filtration, biomass, biological removal, or for instance, the molds, biological and folding models. However, there's lower coherence if we compare the experimental work and the model-based work. Infiltration and biological nutrient removal with integrated operation. And since membrane bioreactors are open systems, it's really important to take into account all the conditions, such as biomass properties, membrane filtration, biological nutrient removal, membrane characteristics, reactor design, hydrodynamics. So the integrated operation is really important, and empirical and model based studies are complementary tools which can be useful for improving, optimizing, and understanding the NDR systems. It drives us to our objectives, which the main one is to study the interaction between biological and physical processes in NDRs in order to improve the integrated operation process. It has been divided in five main goals. The first one is the optimization of biological nutrient removal and filtration in NDRs by means of decisions. Is to improve the description of the system hydrodynamics and optimize the hydraulic management of NDRs in terms of process efficiency and reducing cost using models. Third one is to improve the description of the filtration performance using a data-driven model and a deterministic model. The fourth one is the understanding of the effects of the aeration, such as aerobic and membrane aeration, in order to regulate the nutrient removal and filtration processes, as well as the in-advance sludge purposes. And the last one is the validation of an intraperiodic automatic control system for membrane aeration tools. Experimental systems used in this work are basically two. Pilot scale plant, which is located in Costa Rica. This membrane pipe contains large membrane with an area of 8 square meters, and the cycles are 9 minutes permeating and 1 minute of fertilization. And the breaking flux will range in between 20 and 25 LMH. The full scale facility is located in the left bottom. This facility has a design flow of 3,000 cubic meters per day approximately, and this water is pumped to the equalization tank. Then it goes to the oxidation ditch, and that one is sent to the membrane tanks with the turbines. However, here you have a higher inflow flow. The secondary settler is also working, and that way, in that way, we can talk about the inflow. Membranes which are installed in this facility are all fiber membranes with an area of around 6,000 square meters between the non-coated lines, and the operating cycles are 10 minutes filtration and 40 seconds filtration. The flux range is between 20 and 28 kilometers depending on the period. So, moving to the result, which has been divided in 5 steps as well as job objectives. First one is the development of the decision tree for the integrated operation of nutrient removal of MPRs. It has been done in the pilot screen. The methodology used is first to start with simulation studies and combine them with external knowledge in order to get the decision tree. However, with the simulations, we used the protocol which was based on, first of all, model development followed by sensitivity analysis, and after that, a scenario analysis in order to build this decision tree using simulation. So, starting with model development. First of all, we need to data collection. That one was created in the first experimental campaign, taking into account carbon, nitrogen, phosphorus, and solids of inflow and effluent, and also solids for other reactors based on the SAM2 model. During the first period, we took samples along 8 days, every 4 hours. And the second period also was used for validation, just as simply. The plant model was set up. The model was performed using West, and specifically, the biological model used was the SAM2B, since there are nitrogen and phosphorus removal. Taking into account the regardless of the system, we considered that there were complete steering time reactors or in series, and also focusing on the membrane time. We used the filtration model and the resistance in series model in order to specify the filtration. That one is described with the TMP as a sum of the viscosity, which depends directly on the temperature, also the flux, which is depending on the flow and also the time which is working, and a sum of three resistances. The resistance of the membrane, the intrinsic resistance of the membrane, plus the reversible resistance and the irreversible one. And several variables are affecting these models. Talking about the steady state and dynamic configuration, if we focus on the dynamic configuration, for instance, we got reasonable results from the TMP, solids, COP, ammonia, phosphorus, and nitrate. If we focus on the first one, we can see in dots the experimental data, and the line is the simulated one. And in all cases, we got an error less than 15%, talking about mean square tables. So we could understand that it was reasonable to proceed with the simulation study. Talking about the evaluation criteria, we used the effluent quantity, which is sustaining us, the quantity of pollutants in the effluent based on the cost of the volumes of the carbon and about the breaking cost between the carbon. Then we wanted to focus also on biological material. The first one was to check the nitrification. Changing it was necessary first, the aerobic aeration, and after the nitrification. It was called cryodynamification, changing aerobic circulation, aerobic aeration, and membrane aeration. After that, we checked the phosphorus removal, which it was sensitive of aerobic aeration, membrane aeration, and anaerobic circulation. At the end, also we wanted to reduce the cost. So we took into account the aerobic aeration, membrane aeration, and carbon production. From that, we can have some key conclusions, which are that biomedical model and the serious resistance model enable a correct description of the biological process and also TMP within certain boundary conditions. A model-based sensitivity analysis enables the identification and optimization of the most relevant parameters for both biological and filtration processes. However, there are still some limitations with the polymer, which require a combination of expert knowledge to implement the simulation designs. And based on simulation and expert knowledge, we could develop a decision tree for the integrated operation of both biological and filtration processes. Moving to the second chapter, it was a model-based optimization of the full scale of the year. And the methodology used in this specific chapter was first the dynamic climate modeling, and after that, develop a scenario analysis in order to find your configuration. Moving to the dynamic climate modeling, the biological model used also was the SAM2E. Then also, in order to describe better the settling, we use a grouping model. And the membrane part was focused on the aeration. So we use the NER aeration model with an ideal configuration. Also, since there was a freezer, it was working specifically, we developed aeration algorithm, trying to explain how they were working. And since the chemical, there was a chemical removal possible, we also used. And after all, in order to assess the biological risk assessment, we use also the model to assess. At the end, also hydraulic model. As hydraulic model, we use a timing series to develop and to explain the oxidation gauge, which includes plates in 24 plants in series, divided into levels. In order to do the inflame characterization, first of all, it's important to know that we need a specific measurement campaign. Taking samples every 4 hours. After that, also, we consider 1 year data of historical data, taking into account all the influent data every 30 minutes, and all the rock samples to provide one grade. With that, we could develop an influent file, as you can see in the table, based on the SAM fractions described by the total protocol, and we could develop 6-day-line dynamic. Also, it is important to know that the settler and the oxidation gauge were calibrated specifically within settling experiments in order to know which were the indirect settling velocities. And for the oxidation gauge, we took velocity and oxygen measurements along the whole layers. Using the model results, here we have an example of the stage paper results, which were reasonable, and we only have to change the oxidation process, no oxygen. And also they will make the adjustment of the phosphorus removal. Thinking about the dynamic simulation, at the top we can see red, the evolution of ammonia, which we considered it was to be part of the project. Also the nitrates, and in green we can see the phosphorus. It was more difficult. Because the chemical addition was not manually, and it was not possible to know exactly when they were applied to doses and possible concentration. About the 1 year data that we have, this is called, if we go to the influence lab, you can see that there was a different environment all the year. In some parts of the year, the center was working when the flow was 3,100. And when it was under, just the membrane was also. And for that, also using the same model, we could also quality, we can see how the food quality is increasing, how long we are using the grains. That's how we have pumping and aeration and our body can feel the grains. So they are producing when they are using the cell. Also, we test the risk assessment and there were no significant differences between all the scenarios. If we take into account the biological germ removal, we can see how the ammonia was increasing. So it means that also the membrane time is used as vitrification time. So better vitrification rates were used due to the increase of the energy results using the membrane. And ammonia and phosphorus had other kind of behaviors. With more aeration, they were less well expanded. The solid concentration of the effluent also increased using the membrane. Zero, we are just using the membrane, and zero was more. So the discussion now to this section are the hydraulic management of a living MDR can be optimized for a water-based approach. Optimization can be achieved based on the trade-off between the effluent volume and the economical criteria. In this case study, the energy savings can be achieved, although effluent volumes deteriorate while still fulfilling legislation. And it can be considered as a first step for the automatic control of hydraulics in between such as freedom systems of past and MDR. So moving to the third chapter, it is about the modeling of MDR scoring with the deterministic and the degree points. Specifically, that one was carried out in the pilot scale. And the methodology used is to compare a couple of models, one is a deterministic model and another different model using the same methodology in order to describe the model. Moving to the data collection, focusing on the deterministic model, we took all the offline data of the inlet, such as serine, all the nutrient fractions, phosphorus, solids, and also the assembly concentrations of soluble microbial products to create the inlet, and also all the offline operational variables. For the data-driven model, we used online variables and also the variables. Moving to the model setup. In order to create the deterministic model for the biological part, we use the SAF2D and to describe the filtration graph, we use the resistance series model. For validation and validation, we use specific data from 22 till 28 November 2010 and January 2011. For the data-driven model, we use machine learning tools in order to develop it. Specifically, we could develop some model trees describing continuity, and for calibration and validation, these models we use cross-validation and analog. For instance, here we can see the model tree that we got, which was given by the data-driven model. In the top, we can see that the temperature is also created by followed by the pH and then the major flow. And considerably, to the shading, 35 linear models depending on the variables and operating conditions. And having a general view, we could see that there were like five main patterns depending on the TMP and the operation. chapter, it's made to a experimental work based on the interaction of regional MDRs, taking into account the effect of their region on biological and population performance. That one is data violence. The methodology used in that chapter, it is divided into experiments. We are following the same steps. In experiment A, we change the dose of point in the aerobic compartment. And in experiment B, the exogenous level of the membrane count is changed. And in both experiments, we check the biological and renewable efficiencies, such characteristics, and the filtration performance. Moving to the first experiment, we did daily changes on the aerobic dose of point while maintaining the specific aeration demand constant at 1.25. We can see here how the condition of the nitrogen and the phosphorus species was changing, especially below 0.5 milligrams oxygen per liter. In the compound, if we move to the slide characteristics, we analyze the soluble microbial products, filtrability, capillary diffusion time, particle size distribution, and diluted slide volumetric yields. Also considering the diminution of the and we could see significant differences between the production of the soluble microbial products before and after the change of 0.5. And also, it was also shown in the particle size distribution, but specifically in the big particles. So at the end, we were increasing the vibration and less big particles were present in our system. If we take into account the filtration part, we want to bottom plot, we can see people, population, TMB, and new volumes. And below 0.5 milligrams per oxygen per liter, we can see that also there was a decrease in TMB and also in the volumes. If we move to the second experiment, and we take into account biological nutrient removal, here we were changing gradually the specific energy demand from 1.25 to 0.75. And also we consider that the aerobic dose of point was maintained constant along the experiment. If we have a look in the about 30% just per hour, and lower frequency of 5 amps in both lines. So, the methodology used was, first of all, check the historical data and look the comparison of both lines. Both lines were working okay, and in the same case, we could apply the control system. Since it was like that, in the line E, we installed and prepared the control system to be developed, and we started with 5% of production, followed by 10% of production, 15% of production, and 20% of production. And in line B, it was considered always the same flow at 15 Hz, and it was used as a reference line. And along the whole experiment, we checked the permeability, the sludge characteristics, the biological nutrient removal, and the energy savings. That plot, we can see in blue where the monitor was started, and the light blue is the airflow of the line beam, so always. However, if we focus on the dark gray line, we can see how was the limit of production of the line. And the gray area shows us which were the control actions applied in line A. In B, we can see the evolution of the permeability in line A. And then we can compare it with line B. And we can see that they are similar. And most important differences are due to the recovery limit, as well as all of the things that we are in this file, in this process. From this we can see that the differences in between both permeabilities were the chemical planes. They were the same number of chemical planes in both lines, and also equal average working hours. Line A and line B. We check the floating rates. We can see the behavior of both lines. In that we can see A and in Y we can see B. And both floating rates were very similar on the whole experiment. So, which was okay. And if we focus on sludge properties and biological nutrient removal, we can see that the mixed liquor spent solids were always the same in 2010, 2011, and 2010 when the smart end was applied. And it was the same with the sludge quality index, which was not changing along the 3 years, and the capillary restriction time. About the nutrient pool, we also didn't see any differences among the chemical oxygen demand, the biological oxygen demand, and the total nitrogen phosphorus. So we can consider that the sludge properties and the biological we're not affected by sludge. If we check here the energy, we can see the sludge dark line showing how it was working the constant frequency of line B. And in dark gray, we can see how it was working the frequency of line B. So we can see that there were a lot of same impurities and the area in light gray. It is showing us all the consumption state along 1 year. From this, we can say that an automatic gas power plant in our system was successfully validated at full scale MVR resource tree. 1 year of validation results demonstrated that the air scope flow reduction up to 20% with no significant input when the gray volume was shipped. The average energy savings revenue was estimated at the linear plowing is better described by combining both approaches, deterministic when very